Boo. This is a preview, so even though the audio is like 15 minutes long, it doesn't go into the like deep lewd bits, so do not expect it to. Cool. Yeah, I'll finish it when I have the energy and the horny mind to. Yeah. All right. I'll leave you to listen to the audio.
I know it's early. I couldn't sleep. Mind if I get in with you? Thanks. I tried to sleep, but it did not happen. And now I am very tired. Come here, though. I need to hold something. You know, I still feel a little tense being here. And even if I am tired, I don't feel the kind of tired that's letting me sleep. And what I've been trying to do to remedy that lately has been, would you like to engage in a temporary solution? I'm a bit out of energy, so don't expect a lot of energy in these movements. Enjoy these moments. Being in bed and just getting to feel each other. Sometimes when you're here, even though we can technically call this place home, it doesn't really feel like home yet, right? But when we're doing this, it brings it a little bit closer to that. So we can just relax and enjoy each other's bodies and company. Gently and without any interruptions in the world. What
the Rise fuck? And shine. Whoa. Well, I can see that you're in the middle of something right now, and while I would love to join in, like I normally would try to, Bill just made some food, and it's not going to stay hot forever, so, breakfast time.
Listen, I haven't slept, and I'm not hungry, so...
Yeah, you sound like me the first time someone asked me to eat them out. Yeah, listen, what's the foods in your mouth? You know, then, if you don't like it, you can leave, just, sure. You know. I'd really appreciate if you joined us to eat, you know. You gotta eat, and, you know, the connection that, that you build with us. Yeah. You know, I love you. Both in the, too. You know, sexual way, the non-sexually too. I feel a sense of community with you. Both of you, you know? I'm a master of magic, but the magic that I feel when I'm around you,
great,
unbeatable.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Secretly, I'm very lonely.
I get it.
So having you in my life is a big deal.
I get it. I get it. I'll go.
Yes! 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 Okay. I will see you at the table then. Bill and I will be happy to see you, as will my loins. I will see you.
Okay. I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear half of the words they just said. Come on. We'll eat a little bit and then probably go back to bed. Oh, good morning. I don't normally see you up this early. Good to see you. And, well, it's not exactly by choice, so, you know. What you making? Some kind of soup. I'm gonna be honest, I don't really know any of these ingredients.
Don't worry, I've been hovering around making sure it doesn't add anything that'll kill us, so we should be okay. So I just do something crazy while I'm gone. Anyways, I'm gonna go out and grab some water for us. Don't do anything too wild.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can you taste this for me?
What? The soup? Sure, give me a spoonful.
Ugh. It tastes terrible.
Yeah, I thought it tastes a little bland. We'll work towards it though, right? That's the joy of cooking. I don't see how you could ever enjoy cooking. Look, let's see. Mushrooms. I really like mushrooms. Add these, I guess. Try that out. Mushrooms. Is this all right? I mean, this could be like magic mushrooms, you know, like magical mushrooms that change us magically.
All right, yeah, and Ori would just have magical mushrooms lying on a shelf ready to be consumed at any moment. It'll be fine. They're probably regular mushrooms. Just add them to the stew.
Yeah, I don't see any faults in that. Why don't you wait at the table, and I'll bring it over for another taste test, okay?
Sure. Don't expect me to enjoy it, though.
I will never understand that man. Yeah, he's one of the people I've had a lot of experiences with, I guess. And, I know a lot about him, and I just don't understand. He failed 2 culinary art classes. Culinary arts. He's terrible at it. He keeps trying to learn how to cook. I mean, I guess he's making progress, but, like, when he got so far to go, why even, you know, put in all that effort, right? It's not gonna go anywhere. Maybe I'm being too harsh with him. I don't hate him, it's just, I don't know. I don't see the point, and he's not gonna get good at cooking.
Hello, it is me, your chef, Bill.
I heard you talking about how good I was getting at cooking, which I appreciate that. Yeah, here is your soup de bœuf, made with the finest mushrooms the land, probably, and a lot of other different foods. Bill, I appreciate the soup, I really do, but after a few spoonfuls, I'm probably going to take off, you know, no offense to you, but I just got other stuff to... Holy shit, that is a lot better. Right? Yeah, I can't take credit for it. It was probably your mushroom idea, right? Anyways, yeah, that's sit and eat and then wait for Ori to get back.
Yeah, sure, and then we'll...
I heard my name. Hello there. Do you have any surprises for me? Or any, lewd requests?
No, we do not have any lewd requests.
The 3 of us, we teamed up and we made soup. We made good soup.
Ooh, I am actually a soup connoisseur, so that works out. I will be the judge of whether or not this soup is... This is good soup!
Yeah, okay, it's not that good.
Yeah, but it is pretty good.
Fuck yeah. Alright, well, yeah. Give everyone a bowl. Let's sit and eat.
Thanks. Here you go.
You know, soup is a pretty weird thing to be having for breakfast, don't you think?
Yeah, I thought about that, but... I kind of realized halfway through, and it's like, if you're halfway through making soup, you can't just stop making soup, right? I mean, you can, but, you know, I'm not complaining.
Like, who would with soup? Yes. Good, and... Is it getting... I don't know, the soup's just so good, it's...
Is everything all right over there? Is something wrong with your chair? I think they're getting turned on by your soup.
No. What did you put in this soup?
I put cauliflower in there, which is probably how you're getting the sweet, nutty flavor.
I feel something nutty, all right.
Since I've never seen someone react to cauliflower this way, we added mushrooms to it. Oh. They're normal mushrooms, right?
Mushrooms? You added mushrooms?
I was told there were normal mushrooms in here.
Yeah, but maybe for normal people, but I'm a freaky fucking wizard. You added sex mushrooms to this.
For one thing, your voice is wet as hell. Please swallow before you speak. For another thing, sex mushrooms cannot be a thing.
Oh, but they are. They are. I have them just for those special occasions, you know, those wild nights.
Sitting on a shelf?
They affect your body. They make you feel lewd feelings like nothing else. They make it so you just want to fuck nonstop.
Oh, it's one of those aphrodisiacs.
Aphrodisiac.
And those are a fictional concept. Those are very uncommon outside of very specific scenarios. You're not going to get an aphrodisiac from a...
Oh, I think I can feel the blood flowing into different members of my body.
This is the start. Pretty soon we're all just going to be going at it in some kind of wild group sex. Whole thing going on.
Billy, I'm sitting here away from you. Falling into my... I see it a little bit. I never realized just how big and towering you were over me, you know?
Oh, thank you. I guess it makes sense. I'm like 6'10", and you're like, what, 4'11"? That makes me 13 inches taller than you, right?
13 inches? I could take 13 inches right now if you know what I'm talking about.
Now tell it to me in centimeters. Please. Please.
Okay, for one thing, I have never heard worse math in my entire life. And for another thing, I am very concerned at you thinking that you can even handle 13 inches. Can you please stop talking? It's making it very difficult to focus on something that is not good right now. When you demand things of me, it's so fucking hot. Why don't you use that tone of voice and come over and just degrade me and humiliate me? There's nothing that you can say that's gonna make me motivated to degrade you, you idiot magician ass idiot.
The lack of creativity in your insults drives me even higher.
Bill, why aren't you reacting? What's wrong with you? Why don't you join the party?
Well, actually, after a lot of soul-searching and consideration, I think I've gained a pretty good control over my sexuality. That said, I do have a throbbing hard-on inside of my pants that is demanding that it comes out. And fuck somebody, so I'm either going to take care of this here or you know, in another room.
And that's what we got for the preview so far. Wow.
sorry for having to stop it right there. I am very tired. I could definitely tell, listening back on those lines, how tired I was. So I might re-record some of those for the depressed character, who I haven't named yet. I might have a poll for that later. I think it definitely works out. Not for the other characters, though. Which might make him even difficult to tell apart, too. That's a whole hurdle to get over, though. I'm not gonna ramble on about a bunch of random details. I'll probably do that in other audios or whatever. I got a lot to learn with how to do a three-person collab with myself. It's just about trying it out and you know, testing out with yourself and seeing if you can. And I feel like it can happen, and you know, I would certainly like for it to happen, because I would get a lot of enjoyment from that. And I think that with a trio of characters, you can tell some pretty, what I think is compelling either plot lines or stories. Obviously, this audio is probably not a good example of one with a lot of meaning behind it. And I certainly don't think that everything should have meaning behind it. But having the room to do that, and in the future maybe have an audio with the very tired and nihilistic kind of character, have those feelings tackled in some way. Maybe that's incompatible with lewd stuff in the first place, but I think it is, because I've certainly read stories and so many different works that do tackle those subjects in surprisingly, to me, impactful ways. So we'll see there. Of course, you're also going to manage how do you balance that and like lewd and stuff, and I got ideas for that. Which I'll talk about later, because I don't want this to be too long of an outro. Anyways, I hope you're doing well. I've had a lot of personal obligations, I guess. Like someone in a... like the family got injured. And it's nothing that is super serious and can't be healed from. It's just something you need to help out with a lot. So I will do that. And that does mean that I've gotten pulled out of recording sessions a few times. More than a few times for that. Yeah. But I hope you've been doing good. Yeah. I will hop off now and keep on working on stuff, grab a sandwich, all that. And I will see you. Hope you have a manageable and well-off day. Have a good one.